Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. Welcome to Friday's Post Show. The Powerball jackpot is at $1.23 billion. It's a lot. It seems like it's like this every week, though, now. And I know it's a lot of money, but when it's always $1 billion, it's hard to freak out when it's every week because it's not new. And I'm not going to play anyway. Because it happens every week and I never win it when it's every week. So
it's just tough because I want to be a billionaire so bad, but I don't want to play this. Like
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
But really, Lunch, are we going to win this? No.
With that attitude, you aren't.
But when they do those crazy odds, or like the odds are you'll get hit by lightning before you win the Powerball.
I don't know, dude. I almost got hit by lightning the other day. It was so close.
Right. And you haven't been so close to the Powerball.
No.
Point.
No.
Me.
Point you.
Yes. New York women facing charges. Oh, this is, wow, this is too, the wrong story. Copy and pasted on the wrong article.
But it is
1.23 billion. Do you want to hear the story that's on the article?
Yeah.
New York women racks up 52 license suspensions. A New York woman is facing charges for driving with more than 50 suspensions of her driver's license. Police say Kaylin Snyder was driving a 2012 Jeep Liberty that did not have a rear license plate. Well, you think if you were like that bad at driving and you had all these suspensions that you would at least have a license plate. Because as soon as they see that, they're pulling you over.
Some people just like to be in trouble, right?
Over 50 license suspensions. After, I don't know, five, you would think it would be a license expulsion.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
It's good, man.
That's heavy at school if you got expelled because you didn't get to come back.
Yeah. We had a couple kids. They would go to, is it a halfway house? No.
No, I don't know. It's ACL, Alternative Learning Center. Why it was called?
I think everybody had their own version of it.
Yeah, but it was ALC. Like it was where all the bad kids went, and there'd that's be a couple kids a year would be like, "Hey, where did Tony go?" Oh,
that's so that went. Seems like a little more than suspension, but a little less than expulsion.
What's
when
expulsion?
You got expelled at our school, you were out. You were just out. You didn't get
yeah,
to come back.
Yeah, you never came back.
Ever?
You
were,
no.
Ever.
It was like
ever,
you were,
ever.
Like you lived on an island and they sent you off the island,
oh.
Or they marooned. But you could go to another school if they'd take you. But yeah. You were expelled.
Damn,
you did something
crazy.
So bad. Yeah. So, but the Powerball, I don't have any news on that. $1.23 billion. Is it Saturday tomorrow, Lunchbox?
Saturday night. I mean, goodness, that'll be, gosh, I win that. Oh, my gosh.
Bones, you ever get in trouble? Like at school, like detention?
Nah.
Never? Guys. You never did detention?
Nah. No, I got licks once from Coach Gandalf because he... It wasn't even my fault.
Licks like
how
he
old
spanked
were you?
12th grade.
What?
11th grade.
Wait, you
listen,
were...
Listen to the grade. Listen to the story here. Everybody's being idiots before Coach got there on the football field, practice football field, and they were just clobbering people that weren't paying attention. And he pulls up and sees everybody just dicking around. People just like basically like a clipping penalty all around. And I get jacked from behind. But he thought I was part of the shenanigans. And everybody he saw do it, he's like, oh, you like to hit people?
You weren't part of the clipping?
No, I'm the one that got bit.
Oh.
I wasn't doing it. No way, I don't want to do it. That hurt. But I got jacked. And then I got, he goes, you like, okay, you like to hit people? To all, everybody, he lined like nine of us up and gave us all licks. How does this feel? Like, pow.
With your pads on?
No, with that, with the board on the butt.
No, 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 but you guys had pads on? Were you full, like, in uniform and pads?
It didn't matter.
It didn't matter. You don't have butt pads. You, back in the day, you didn't have a tail pad.
Yeah, but we had and had that. But no, licks did, that didn't help licks at all.
Okay.
We got licks in Mount Pine until you graduated. You got in trouble, you got put on the hall, especially by coaches. Coach Castleberry, be like, out. You go stand out in the hall, and he comes out with a paddle, and you hear, pat, pat, pat. And sometimes you hear guys go,
ooh. Oh, man.
Y'all
that's
are
crazy.
In like another world.
Yeah, like the one like 50 years ago. Yeah.
Well, our world was elementary school, they would do paddles. And then no more after that. Like high school for sure, which was like, what, late 90s? Nope, no more paddling.
Oh, we got them. Everybody got them. It's just corporal punishment.
Wow.
You get licks, you get sent to the principal's office. What are you in for? Insubordination. That'd be four licks. Some people used to fill up their pockets. So, and then our principal would see that and bust through them. If that happened, he made sure he was going to bust the stuff in your back pockets.
Dang.
So you'd go back with the message of, don't do the pocket thing. It's hardcore. But no, I never really got in trouble. I would get in trouble sometimes for just like doing bits in class.
Yeah, yeah, disruptive
not,
stuff.
No, not even disruptive.
Doing a bit is disruptive.
But I wasn't like disruptive with words. I didn't like yell and talk too much.
Okay.
But I do bits. Like I like you know how to do the like the cafeteria. Where it's the salt shakers are upside down, you unscrew them. And it'd be little jokes and stuff like that.
But that's a good one.
I've always liked bits. I got another bit in my mind I've been thinking about doing here for the show. And what you do is we only address it once. We never talk about it again, but everybody that's in on the inside joke gets to be on in the inside joke. And people on Instagram, it doesn't matter what you have, what you're even talking about, they'll find a reason to pick something apart. And so I thought, because I wear a headband when we work out, because I have my hair's a little long on top of it, it goes in my face, that if I just started, never addressed it, and just wore a headband every day with normal clothes to work, right? Just wore a headband, never addressed it. And we just told people to say stuff all the time on it, like, you're so brave for the headband. Or like, I really love what you're doing about that. That's really cool. It would just confuse everybody. And people would be like, why is Bobby wearing a headband? And that's the bit.
Okay, I don't.
Wait, I mean, we can go with that.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get.
Okay, cool.
It's nothing to get. It's just screwing with people.
Okay.
Bits are just screwing with people. It's not a practical joke. It's an inside joke. Everybody else would be like, "What's? Why does he wear a headband now?" It would also create, in the comments section, people fighting or talking or being part of the joke, which then moves it up, and more people see it. You get more likes. You get more followers. Like anything you're doing that's a little off, the engagement happens. More people are shown your bit.
And yours is headband.
No, listen, if I just showed up to work in a headband, you'd be like, why are you wearing a headband?
Like the kind you said when you work out or like a girly?
Yeah, no, the kind I wear when I work out. Like
just a girly one would be funny.
It doesn't matter. I wear a different one all the time.
Okay, so it's just.
And people would just be confused.
Uh-huh.
Just generally confused.
But you're brave.
Except for the people of the inside joke who at times would be like, I love what you stand for. Keep wearing the headband.
And then everyone's like, what's he stand for?
And nobody says.
Gotcha.
Nobody says what I stand for. And all it does is confuse people.
It stands for bits.
It stands for me thinking it's funny and you don't.
Yeah, I don't even care sometimes if other people think it's funny. I got a couple bits going right now. I don't even want to mention right now.
It's happening right now?
No, that we've talked about even on this show before. Yeah. That we're like, be a part of the joke.
Oh, yeah.
Be a part of the bit. And there's one that we're in the middle of that I laugh out loud at.
Dude, that one's really funny, dude. Really funny.
I know, but when I comment, like, to be a part of it, I'm like, what am I doing? This is so stupid.
But see, isn't it fun?
But
isn't it fun to be a part of a bit?
It. But I mean, I do it, but then I'm
it's like
I'm
an inside joke
it,
you're
I'm
a part
like,
of.
Yeah. Everyone doing? Likes that.
Yeah. So when I just start wearing a headband to work,
okay,
we don't even address it.
And you're not hurting anyone. Like,
it's
no
nothing.
One's getting, you're not bullying anyone.
About-
it's also not, and it's nothing, it's so nothing, it's just odd. Who wears a headband for no reason, wearing their normal work clothes, but they're wearing a headband? Nobody.
What about like important meetings?
You have to.
Or
I would never
Country
take the headband off.
You have
Festival.
To. You have to just go, just wear it the whole time.
Go hard.
Commit.
Okay.
But never, but really, what am I committed to? Nothing. Nope. Who cares? The
but,
bit.
But, well, you're brave, though.
I'm committed to the bit.
You go to church in that thing.
I love bits. I told you, I'll stare my dogs down. They don't even know there's a bit happening.
See, that's a weird one.
I'll of course they don't. They're dogs.
Exactly. But I'll do freeze on them. I'll just freeze. Won't blink. It just, and maybe they are wondering, like, what's happening right now? Maybe they're not.
Do they look at you back, or do they kind of look off and then look back, like, is he
still
looking?
They freeze. They just stare at me, like, waiting for me to do something. Like, because normally I pet or talk or, but they just look at me. And then Stanley will look at me, and they come over and just sit on my feet and look up and be like, what are you doing?
Are you good?
Yeah. And then Ellery will hear noise and run off. But they're like, that's a bit.
Because my dog, I'll do that sometimes with my dog, and she will look at me and then look away and be like, are you still looking at me? Look away again, like, you're still looking.
Funny stuff like that.
It's funny how they react.
I don't even need anybody else to enjoy it. As long as, to me, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
You know a bit I like doing right now? I'll get on TikTok Live and I'll find somebody's profile and then go find really specific details about them. I'll like find their LinkedIn, see where they went to college, and then comment that. Go
like
back to
public
the
public details.
Go back to the live. Yeah. Like, hey, so mention something about their college class, and they see the comment. They're like, how do you know that? That's what I like doing.
He finds like a detail that they're not. They don't assume someone in this space is going to know that, and then it really messes with them.
Do they respond back to that?
Yeah, they get freaked out.
That's funny.
You find something so specific and so weird. Like, how do you know that?
And not that he's hacking anything. It's just in a different part of the internet. And they're not just, they don't really associate them.
And no one else finds enjoyment in that but me.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, nobody else laughs because nobody knows. It's just your little joke. Love a good bit.
Yeah, you guys live bits.
And also, it's inside jokes that you get to be a part of. But that's all. If I do, you see me come to work in a headband?
Got it.
Play it cool, guys. I like bits. I do bits with my wife too all the time. She gets so annoyed. She'll be like, is this a bit? And I'm like, no. She goes, is the bit to say no that it's a bit? Yes. Dave Coulier shared a, you know who that is?
Yeah, Uncle Joey.
Cut it out.
Yep.
Dave Coulier shared this voicemail I have some audio of that was left by Bob Saget.
Hmm.
You know, Bob Saget passed away. All right, will you play this, please?
I love you, Dave. I'm so sorry, Dave. I love him. I'm so sorry. So I'm here. I'm here 24/7. Just call me anytime. Doesn't have to be now. It could be a week. Whenever. I can just talk to you and listen. I love you so much.
So that was about whenever Dave Coulier's brother died.
Mm.
That was Bob Saget's voicemail that he left him to be like, look, this dude was like here.
Yeah.
And like felt for me. And so he finally thought, it was the appropriate time to kind of share that. Because it wasn't anything about Bob Saget. It was just showing what kind of compassionate guy he was whenever Dave Coulier was going through something. Did you ever save your mom's voicemail?
Yeah, I have.
Is it still on your phone?
I have the phone number. I still pay for it because I haven't transferred it anywhere yet.
But is the phone number in a phone?
Yeah, I have the phone and the phone number.
Got it. And it's still on that phone?
Yeah.
I think it, at this point with that, can't you just hit a button and save it to digital media, mm-hmm. Mike?
Probably. Yeah, you save it.
Yeah, bring it to Mike. He'll save it. It's what I do to anything. I'm like, I don't understand. Mike is laying on him.
And do you want
to
keep that phone?
Actually, I feel like maybe Ben had my...
Got a divorce?
No.
He shouldn't ask for that.
He
had
transferred
that's
it
too much.
Somewhere
that's
to something
weird.
For me. I need to ask. Like,
that's too much that he took that phone.
No, he just took the voicemail from the phone. He left the phone.
He didn't. But, you know, it's fine.
I had a couple of voicemails from my mom. And I don't know if I regret it or not, but I was like, I'm not going to keep these. So I got rid of them. I don't know if it was because of the contact. I don't know.
I have some from my dad from like 2016. That's before like his voice changed, because after he had surgery, he never really quite sounded the same.
Yeah.
And so I have some before his throat surgery. I have lots. Except for my sister gave my dad's phone number to her son. Because she was still paying for it after he died. It somehow got transferred to her. So she's like, well, I'll keep it going. So then one day, she gives him the number. And like I start getting family texts with my dad's number showing up.
Oh, my gosh.
On family text. And my sister's like, oh, yeah, my bad. I gave that to South. And so I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and change the number. So now in my voice text from 2016, I have, you know, South Dozier leaving me a message. But
what are you doing?
I don't know.
Another bit that we're doing on the show currently that we are doing, we've already said it to our audience, we're really not addressing it anymore, but an audience is being a part of it, is when they call and leave voicemails and lie about things we've done to our new listeners when they come in, like Atlanta and Cleveland, Waco, they all come in on the 22nd. But I thought it'd be a hilarious bit to just have people be like, man, that time I was tied to the railroad tracks and you saw me and saved me before the train hit me. But be serious. And all of our new listeners who don't know anything about it are like, wow, this show's like, wow, they've done. That's a bit.
It's a good one.
That's one we're still, we got a bunch of stuff saved from listeners that have like left voicemails and have done calls. But what I'm going to have to do though, I'm going to have to play some sort of sound effect to trigger everybody knowing that knows the bit, this part's a bit. So they don't always have to question that everything we're doing is a bit.
Like a sign? Like a...
What
do you call that signal?
Like an indicator that this is... So it'd be like a chime or something, like a windmill, or like even a word. Something so that everybody that's in on it knows that this is what they're in on. And they don't have to distrust the other stuff.
Like a...
It could be anything. But I got to figure that out. Because Atlanta, Cleveland, Waco, all these cities come on the 22nd, I think. Sound good? Sound right? So we need some before we start doing this bit. You don't know?
I don't know.
I don't
know. 22nd. Yeah. That's what we...
No, I mean, he looked at us. We don't know.
Yeah.
Most recently heard.
What are you doing with your phone still?
I don't know.
Just distracted? Hey.
No, I'm not distracted.
Hey, it's a process. We'll get there.
Do you know where you are?
You're Gerald's dad.
Hey,
you're your husband, so.
Oh,
anyway,
whoops.
No, Dad.
He never knew you got divorced.
Oh, yes, but he knew, I guess, suppose it was likely.
But he never knew you got divorced. Maybe he thought.
That is true. Like, just now, he's like, you or your old husband. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know. That's why I was kind of like, oh. But I would talk to my dad a little bit before he died with the things that were going on. And he had moved in with us for like one day, so he knew how. So the tensions were high.
From living there one day?
Yeah.
Just one day, man. He figured it out.
Like, yeah, he knew
that. Sense that.
Yeah, he's a dad. Like, and I would...
He was also divorced a few times. You know, he gets it.
Yeah, he's divorced four times. That's... What? A few is three,
hey,
right?
Lived a full life.
He
lived a full life.
He did. And I mean, I think he understands, but he also loved Ben dearly. Like, He got it. He just wanted, you know what? Ultimately, he just wanted his kids and Ben, his son-in-laws. He wants everybody to just be happy.
Yeah. Amy, would you talk to him about four times like that? Like, do you go into that everyone thinking like, all right, this is like for real? And then, that didn't work. And then you get married again. It's like the getting married over and over.
Like every time, do you think that was the one?
Yeah.
Or was it the one right now?
Okay, see, these are the things I wish I could go back and ask him, because my dad, we didn't really talk about... Like towards the end, I would share with him things about me, but he never really shared much about him. Like he was very avoidant in things and would love, cared about a lot of other people, but just avoided all his stuff. But I wish as a kid, like I wish I would have asked him like, Dad, what's up with like, what was going on? Like why? Because every marriage ended because he was just moving on to the next thing. It's like for him, the grass always was greener, but then he was chasing something that was never there. And so I'm not sure. I feel like I think the fourth one was he probably thought was
that's the real one?
The legit Frankie final.
Was the oldest, though. He was the oldest at that point, too.
He was the oldest at that point, and she was the youngest at that point.
There you go.
They always got younger.
Let me do a mid-roll.
All right.
Except for the girlfriend. When he was dating my sister's husband's grandma, she was older.
Oh, boy. Let me play the mid-roll here.
We met her.
Hold on. Everybody, hold on.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Okay, a couple other things I wanted to mention. I pulled up, Eddie was in his Jeep, and I pulled up beside him. And it was kind of loud. It was, and then he rolls his window down. And I was like, I thought maybe Eddie was listening to like his son's music or something. It was just like on the Jeep.
Definitely
and
not.
And then it's, now I'm going to get this party hype. Old school. What likes old school. God, that bad.
Can you dig it, fool?
You know what he's listening?
What?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Yeah,
can you
dig it?
Can you dig it?
What is that? Whoop.
There it is.
That's what he had blasting when he pulled into work.
Yeah. I mean, currently it's my hype music. Like I've been doing it for 2 weeks now, but I'm sure at some point I'm going to get tired of it. But it just gets me, ready
That's
for
it?
Work, man.
That's the one.
And like when you pulled up, because usually if it's not over by the time I pull up in the garage, like I stay and listen to the rest of it.
If I'm in the Bronco and it's warm, the Bronco only plays 70s music.
What?
Oh, is that why you're doing Public Enemy? Well, that's 80s.
I don't know what that was. I'm talking about when I go to work.
Oh, okay.
Only 70s music's played in the Bronco because it's a 70s Bronco.
Oh, that's cool.
So I only play 70s music on the way to work, but that's got to be when it's warm. Because you can't really listen to podcasts open air, Bronco. It's loud.
Yeah.
And so it's only like classic rock pulling in. So that would be it for the Bronco. And I listen to podcasts.
So you listen to people talking in the morning? I guess that kind of gets your brain working.
Yeah, because they load them up. But they load them up at midnight. And I want to catch some of my episodes as I'm driving into work. And so at 12:01, they go up for that day. And I see it, and I'll listen like the first third of it. It's not about brain. I want to know what's up in sports.
No, that's true, though. Yeah, I have pulled up at the same time as you, and I can hear the people talking in your car.
Yeah. Sometimes Tim thinks I'm talking to, like, people. Tim, our security guy.
You're on the phone.
Thinks I'm on the phone. Yeah. I was like, I wish they'd talk to me on the phone. Yeah, I don't. 70s music in the Bronco, but podcasts usually. And usually if there's a big sporting event, too, I'll go chase that specific sporting thing to hear them talk about. Let's see.
Amy, do you have one?
My song?
Yeah.
I have one that makes me really happy in the morning. Yeah. It goes in and out for years. I go in and out of playing it, and it's back, and it's Snappy Roots.
I'm going to have a good day.
Oh, that's a good one.
You play that day.
Hey, going to have a good day.
That's a jam.
Yes. Like, if I need to just, like, I'll turn it on a few minutes on the way to work. Either that or that, I forget how to say his name, but, like, Dermot Kennedy or.
Yeah, Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah.
Which
so
one?
So good. Outnumbered.
The Irish guy.
Yeah.
This is all for nothing.
Oh, I don't know Outnumbered.
I can only tell you one thing.
Amy holds a mic to her mouth, a fake one, even though there's one right next to her. A real one.
Outnumbered. Maybe I'll be out there.
Yeah, but
somewhere.
That's the talking mic, dude. No, she's holding the singing
but what,
mic.
But okay, what about this? What about this? We are the champions.
Okay.
See, it looks like you're still singing to it more passionately.
Yeah. I held up my. If I had a highlighter, that's probably what I'd use. But.
Hey, Mike, what are you gonna do with that Post Malone can?
I'm gonna put it in like a shadow box.
What's that?
You're gonna keep it.
Yeah.
When Post Malone played with us the other night, Mike D, after he was done, Post Malone had a Bud Light, a beer, and he left it on stage. So Mike went and got it. Was there any beer in it?
Yeah, it was like 25% of beer left in
it. Are you keeping the beer too?
They told me to dump it.
Who did?
The guy, this lunchbox got like the stagehand guy to get it for me.
Got it.
And then they said, just make sure you dump it out.
So you dump the beer, you have the can.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything with the can? Like, yeah, you're leaving it as is.
As is, I'm going to put it in like a display case.
You going to sell it?
No. Okay. Why would I sell it?
Well, what would be cool is...
Memorabilia, dude.
If for some reason, because it could happen, it's not planned yet, but... He could come over to the house and do a Bobbycast at some point. You just have him sign it.
That I would do.
Yeah. Or the studio, if he comes to the studio. I'm sure, I bet you our paths meet again. And you should have the can and have him sign it. That'd be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Are you friends now, Bones? Like, are you?
No. I don't know. I don't know. Those pop or hip hop guys, they have so many people around them because it can get pretty crazy for them. That's kind of hard to get in. I wasn't even going to go back and say what up, but. Turnpike had their whole band on, and they're like, you should go back and say hi to Post before we get going. I'm like, I don't want to bother him. They're like, no, he'd really like to meet you. And I walked back, and I was like, and it was like, what up?
That's so cool.
He was awesome. But no, I'm not friends with him. I don't have his number or anything.
I might be the only one on the show that didn't meet him.
Oh, you
didn't get a picture with him.
Wait, but did you say hi to him when it was over?
No.
But did you play with him?
Didn't talk to him. No, because we all left the stage, and he was just on the stage by himself. And then towards the end, I mean, he did stay and meet everyone for 30 minutes, but, like, I never could find the time, and I was like, you know what, it's okay.
I saw Matt on Post Malone's Instagram, Matt Kearney or whatever, he said, I now say that I've opened for you?
That's
and I was
funny.
Like, that's pretty much everybody there that night. Guys, Raging Idiots, y'all.
We played a show together is what we did.
Yeah.
Me and Post.
Y'all played a show with Post Malone. That's crazy.
Right, Bones? We played a show together.
Yeah, I feel like I hired him.
There we go.
Well, I tracked him down, brought him. I was a promoter. I promoted.
Dang.
Cool. His Instagram post he put up, it was real cool because it was like playing the song from the Ryman. It's like, hey, thanks to Mr. Bobby Bones for being so nice to me.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That was cool to see.
Yes,
I know he was there and everything happened, but seeing it on Instagram and him post about you.
Yeah, it was cool.
That was cool.
It was super nice.
I'm going to look that up.
Raymundo wants to know about the Post Malone thing, if I was testing you guys. Ray, what's your theory here?
Yeah, and you even said that not a lot of people knew about it, and I just felt in the room, Eddie, I'm guessing, already knew, and maybe Mike, or maybe they didn't, but I just felt you were kind of telling the room, because there was really no reason to tell us, other than the fact that maybe you were seeing if somebody was going to leak the information, and then you were happy the next day, you said it never got out. It was a total surprise. So that just confirmed to you that we're all good people. None of us are a little, going to tell anybody's secrets that are behind closed doors. So it was almost just like a testing thing.
I wasn't even sure that it was happening until like 2 days before. And as soon as I found out that it was a probability, I went to Eddie. I'm like, I think we're getting Post Malone, but probably not. But I think we're going to get him. And he was like, why do you say probably not? I said, because that's how I live.
Because you never know.
And so and Mike was in the room. And the first time Mike heard it, he was like, what?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
But no, I would have told you guys different versions of a story to see if one would have got out. I wouldn't have been able to tell who the loose lips were.
The snitch.
If there are like six people there. I just told you because I felt like you guys probably weren't going to tell that many people. And I kind of just didn't mean to say it in front of you guys anyway, honestly.
Huh? You didn't?
I didn't purposely go in to say it in front of the whole show. We just talk.
Well, it's tricky too because like if you're going to go to the show, we want you to be surprised too. Like, you know, because we had friends too that were going and we're like, I'm not going to tell you. Like, there are some surprises, but we don't want to ruin it because that's part of going to that show and being like, well, who is this surprise guest?
I guess it's just so natural to be in that room and just, I don't know, I just said it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a test, though. I would test you guys by doing, like, the Elon Musk thing is interesting. Once they were trying to figure out who the leaker was of internal memos, so everybody got a different internal memo saying the exact same thing, but throughout the memo there was a punctuation piece that was slightly different. There was a gap between a period. There was a gap between a period here.
Damn, that's smart.
And so once it was someone leaked the memo and it was just the copy of that, they were able to look through it and find where that it was different.
And you can always do like the different variations of a story, right? Like,
well, yeah, and see how it gets out. Uh-huh. But then you're waiting to see which lie gets told. That happens, but the Elon Musk thing was like, that was a real one. And they had to do like 1,000 people. And all they did was like slightly move one tiny thing. But because of that, they were able to figure out who was leaking it.
What would be a real bummer is if someone had the forward thinking to think, well, what if I got this version? So I'm just going to, you know.
Well, they didn't know there was a version. There was
I
no
know,
thing.
But I'm saying if they're going to be the leaker and they're like, they have just this, they think how other people think. And maybe they're like, I wonder if they did this period here to trick me. So they kind of move one thing around and then the other person gets blamed that had the one like that.
I've never heard of somebody doing it like that before. I would have thought, I would have checked first. Did you get the memo? So multiple people got it? Let's look at the words. See if it's written the same. I don't think I would have checked punctuation, like one period and one space.
Okay, I know. I don't, I feel like you would, if someone was trying to do that to you, I feel like you would have think about it before and like turn it on.
I'm not smart enough for that one. What? I would have tried to do something. I'd like made every letter a different color, removed all punctuation.
Oh.
Did it upside down. I would have like covered so many tracks that it wouldn't even made sense anymore. No one would have believed it.
Would have been Wingdings.
Yeah. Okay. There's that. I got a couple other things and we'll be done. What's up with the palette?
What? What's a palette?
The thing we spent our money on. That it's been 4 months. How
don't
long
remember
been?
That. Hey.
What do you mean, what's wrong with it?
Why is it not moving?
Well, no, I decided that we should do breaks after your birthday celebration. I think the best method is to say, okay, this item's going to be whatever, and then we sell Amy's name, Bobby's name, Eddie's name, my name, Scuba, and everybody can get in on the breaks, and then we draw a name, and whoever gets name is drawn, boom, they get that item, we ship it out. So breaks is the way to go. We do it live on our Instagram.
Two things. One, you can't do breaks on Instagram. There's no story built in to do that. And two, you can't do it like that. You have to send every single person something.
Yeah. We just sign, if they don't get it, they get a signed picture.
And where are all these pictures coming from?
Oh, the back room. We got them.
I'm not setting it up. I'm not running a store.
But what do you mean you can't do it on Instagram?
Instagram doesn't have the ability to do that. There's no Instagram store to where you can do breaks.
There's TikTok Shop.
TikTok shop,
you just go live and say, hey, this is the item. And
no, you're not understanding.
Okay, but whose Venmo is getting used?
Mine's fine.
Yeah, right. It's fine. No chance.
I don't understand why that's, what's wrong with that?
Bones, can't hear me out.
All he's doing is he's seeing me do breaks and go, man, I can just use that idea and they'll do all the work.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
We'll sit here on the stage on a post show and do it.
If in 2 weeks it's not already moving, throw it all away. Scuba.
You're not...
I love nothing more than throw this crap away. Because what he did is he took over a spot that I was going to clean out a room for you to build a studio.
Right.
And I can't move anything over because that crap's in the spot where I was going
to
move the crap over.
Well, you don't need to build a studio because we're moving.
No, but we can still build a temporary studio for podcasts because we have like 6 of them that are running and they don't have studio space sometimes. So, yes, we do.
I'm all for throwing it away.
Yeah.
Today.
No. During a post show, we just sit on the stage and do it.
You.
Like a post show, like you right now on Facebook.
But you're wanting us to do it. And you're also talking
this
about money.
This is a group effort, guys.
No, this is something you said was a great idea that you were going to go do. You'd run it. And then you got taxes. If we're doing something where people,
We ain't paying taxes.
He's probably not going to do that.
We ain't paying taxes? Is that what you just said?
You got a mouse in your pocket because I always pay my taxes.
I do too.
What are you talking about?
April 15th, shout out.
Sometimes I look forward to it.
Bones, look, whatever he's going to do, can we just have him do it? Like, it may be a terrible idea. Like, you know,
but he wants us to do it. That's why he's making breaks, because he wants us to take what I'm already doing with those guys. I didn't invent breaks, but now we're doing it. It's like, oh, we'll just get him to do that. But there's no built-in.
That was your birthday. That was whatever.
I'm talking like right now, live on how we do, we stream the post show live. So we sit on there and we say, hey, tomorrow we are going to sell these 5 items. If you want to be part of it, you got to be on live when we do the post show. We do the post show and people will Venmo me while we're doing it.
No, we're not putting your Venmo out there like that.
Lunchbox, you have a TikTok. Why don't you do the shop and we'll jump? I'll jump in on your little thing for an hour.
Yeah, if you build it, we will come.
but you have to do it because every time we go to you, you just say, I think we should do this. But every time you haven't done anything.
Nothing. It's almost like all his ideas for money.
It sounds like I do what Eddie does.
But I didn't take your money.
I was going to do that.
I didn't take your kidney.
But Eddie doesn't every third day be like, I got a new idea. And then you go, everybody give me some money for this idea.
You took my $80.
Where we give Lunchbox money.
That's true. Eddie's not asking us for kidneys.
Yes.
And I asked to do a garage sale. You were against that. I mean, everything I come with, you guys don't want to do anything.
You should do it. You said you wanted to take over a Sonic. We said there's no way they're going to allow that.
Yeah, we never asked.
We literally did. The Sonic owner was here.
He doesn't own every Sonic.
But he owns like most of the town. Yeah. Good point.
Oh my gosh. Like you bring up palette, dude, it puts me in a bad mood immediately.
Okay. Today is April 5th. Scuba if 19th. Like the 22nd. I think that's the Monday after 2 weeks. If there's not already a plan,
that's the clock.
For if things aren't already up, like we're running an eBay. We figured out how to do an eBay. We're doing that.
And you love it.
Yeah, and then you battled me. You steal my customers by
customers? You don't steal customers. It's not like they're out and they have I can buy one thing this month. That's not what's happening with people.
It's not
that are
like they're like,
stuff.
Oh, am I going to get this helmet or this 200-pound rope?
But that's also how business is, dude. If you don't get moving on your business, somebody else is going
to
do
and
it.
And he had a 3-month head start. So
yeah, the items are
different.
Because
every time I try to bring something up, you guys, we're not doing it.
No, because you want us to do it. It's your idea. We gave money to you, and all you're doing is pawning it off on us.
No, guys, when we get in business together, it's an equal partnership. Dude. I don't know if you guys have ever been in business with people. But if you are,
you haven't.
Yeah,
you haven't.
It's not always equal.
Forrest and I did lawn mowing, and we were 50-50, and we both did half the work.
Bones, let me ask you this.
How old were you then?
11 or 12.
Okay.
He would mow the backyard, I'd mow the front yard.
He's got a point, guys. Well, he's got a point.
But what if yards aren't equal back and front?
Well, they left the sides grown. Fully. They never mowed the side yards.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Investors. So, like, when people invest money in a business, like, say it's a cookie business, do they bake cookies?
No.
That's what I thought.
No. You'd give your money and then hope you get a return.
I mean, that's what we did. We gave him our money.
We invested in his idea, and he said he was going to, and he's done nothing. Except,
no, I've done a lot.
Okay, I'm listening.
I mean, I come up with ideas. I've got this spreadsheet.
But coming up with ideas is not doing a lot if you don't ever take an idea.
No, because you shoot everyone down. I'm like, hey, let's have a garage sale.
We don't shoot them down.
No,
we say we don't want to be a part of that because it's going to fail miserably or be illegal.
A garage sale with us there is not going to fail miserably. People will drive from all over America to come to our garage sale.
Second question.
But where are you doing the garage sale?
Your house.
In the garage.
Of who?
Right here.
We don't own the building.
It's not our building, dude.
We don't own the building at all. It's our company doesn't even own the building.
Second question real quick. The investor.
Okay, the back alley.
Back to the investor. Once you give the money to the company, do they just decide what they're going to do, or do you have input on
you have input depending on what percentage you own? Have a vote.
And that's not true either. No, it's not. So it depends on if you're like part of the board. It depends on if like they do a public, like sometimes they'll be like, we're doing a public vote online, depending on how many shares you, but no, when you give money, you don't also go, I also get to make a lot of decisions. Because if you're going to be a decision maker, you would have actually started it yourself. You believe in the idea. You believe in the person who's doing it. So you go, I'm going to, here's capital. I'm going to give it to you. And I'm going to hope that what you're going to do, your vision, your strategy, your work is going to turn this capital into more. And I'll see you in 2 years when it happens.
Okay. Okay, Lunchbox, there you go. We're the investors. Go. Sell the pallet.
No, not go. He's already should have been going.
Go.
20 seconds, Scuba Steve. Throw it all away.
Got it. In the calendar now.
It's terrible.
We all spent.
I'd rather forget that we spent anything.
No, I never forget.
It's a sunk cost. I'm done with it.
It does suck because we
Speaking
all.
Speaking of taxes, can we like
well,
add
we're not
that
paying
to our,
taxes.
No, can we, can,
I don't
can
think
we add
can
that
write
to
it
our
off.
Loss?
I don't think you can write it off as a loss. We lost in every way.
Well.
And then what happens is, it's like, why would we ever do business with him again?
Right.
And the people I like to do business with, I like them to be go-getters. Like, I don't have to say, I don't have to like, be like, hey, would you mind going and doing some work and really going? No, I like them to be like, I'll check back later after I've already done all the work and we're crushing. That's all. Anything you want to say about that, Lunchbox?
Hello?
He's gone.
Hello?
Is anybody there?
Oh, maybe he went to the pallet, to the room of the pallet stuff. Maybe he's working. He ran. Maybe he ran.
But what about Ray? Ray, can you hear us?
Nope.
Scuba?
Did we lose them? Did we get disconnected?
Maybe.
Okay, we lost them. Maybe they all went to go help.
They're at a loss. They're all at a loss for words.
Right. We'll be done. All right, thank you guys. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.